It is important to know that there are three different types of relationship. Relationship with God, relationship with yourself, and relationship with others. Hey, awesome teenagers. This is Modupe Shode. Today, we're going to be talking about three-dimensional relationship. All right, let's get right into it. The first one is relationship with God. You want to ask me, what do you mean by having relationship with God? I can't even see God face to face. Oh yes, we can actually have healthy relationship with God. And the first thing you need to do is to acknowledge Him as your God and say, yes, I acknowledge that God actually created me. And then you believe that He sent His Son here on earth to save you. And once you believe in that, you need to start walking in that understanding. And to take a step further, you need to learn about Him. Oh, how do I learn about God? You need to study your Bible on a daily basis. Don't go out without reading your Bible. Don't go out without listening to what He has to tell you through His words. How can you say you love God if you don't even know His likes, His dislikes, those things that make Him happy, like singing praise and worship unto Him, by paying your tithe and offering, by being good to other people? These are things that make God happy. But if you don't take your time to learn about Him through His words, you won't be able to carry out His injunctions. So today, I'm encouraging you as teenagers or adults listening to me right now, before you start to think of having a relationship with anybody, let it come from having a relationship with God. When you have a healthy relationship with God, you study His word to know Him, you will also begin to actually learn about yourself. You will learn about yourself, and by the time you learn about yourself, that takes you to relationship with yourself. When you have relationship with yourself, you will be able to refer back to the Word of God. Now we are going back to God. You will be able to think about all of those promises that God has made to you in His words. For example, He said, you will be the head and not the tail. You gotta believe that. He says, you will be above and not beneath. You need to believe that and confess it on a daily basis. That's why it's very important for you to start from God and then come to yourself. And from yourself, you have to transit to other people. So, relationship with God first, then start to develop relationship with yourself, because you already, now you know who God has called you to be. Now you know the purpose of God for your life through His words. Now you know who God has, you know, referred you to be. So those are basic things you need to know about yourself. And once you know about God's purpose for your life, that will help you build self-esteem and self-confidence, because you know who you are. You are amazing. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means you matter. Wherever you go, you matter. You need to start to walk in that understanding. But if you don't take your time to learn all of that while developing healthy relationship with God, you won't be able to apply it to your life. So as you develop healthy relationship with yourself, you begin to know your likes, your dislikes, those things that make you get upset, those things that make you happy, and you will begin to create boundaries for yourself. So that means if you have a relationship with someone and the person is trying to play on your intelligence, because you already have a prior knowledge of who you are, you will be able to tell the person, oh, I don't like what you're doing right now. These are things that make me upset. these are things that I don't like, because you have already taken your time to reflect on yourself. You already know yourself. Then you will be able to tell the person to stop. You will be able to say no to negative behavior from people. Why? Because you already know yourself. Some teenagers don't even know themselves. They don't know how they can defend themselves. They have not created boundaries for themselves. So when people come into their lives and start to toss them up and down, they just follow because they don't know who they are. They don't know what makes them happy. They don't know what makes them sad, because they have not taken time to reflect on who they are. So teenagers, before you start to pay attention to develop relationship with other people, you need to be conscious in having healthy relationship with God and healthy relationship with yourself. Love yourself. Love everything about you. Wake up in the morning and say beautiful things to yourself. Call yourself 3 times. I'm talking about developing relationship with yourself right now. Wake up in the morning after prayers, after studying the Word of God. Go on self-positive affirmations. Say beautiful things to yourself. Oh, Modupe, you are amazing. You are the best in all you do. You can do this. You can do that. You have done it before. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Say positive words to yourself. And that's reassuring yourself that you can overcome every battle that comes your way. That reassures you that you are important in every facet of life. And having known that, then you move to having healthy relationship with people around you. And because you already know God, you know that God has told you not to keep malice with anyone. God has told you to take care of the poor. God has told you to show respect, that what you don't want other people to do to you, don't do it to them. Once you have this prior knowledge, you will be able to transport this knowledge into your relationship with your classmates, with your family members, with everyone around you. So it is very important for you to observe these 3 levels of relationship. When I come in contact with people, I see them as an extension of God. I see them as God's creatures that I can't just afford to be rude to them or to treat them anyhow, because they are from God. It's like someone important is sending like his son to you and say, "This is my son. You have to make sure you take care of him." That's the way I see people. I see them as someone who has been sent to me by God to take care of. So I don't take my relationship with people lightly. I take it seriously. And in having healthy relationship with people, you must be selfless. You must be selfless. You must care for them. You must be committed to that relationship. You must be ready to make sacrifices. That's what healthy relationship is all about. So I hope you gained value from this podcast today. So I want to challenge you today, as you go by your day, think of how you can develop healthy relationship with God, with yourself, and with people around you. And once you are able to do all of this, your achievement is going to be exponential. Your achievement is going to be beyond your imagination, because God will be positioning people in your path to support you. And when you see those people, you won't be able to actually undermine them. You'll be able to pay attention to them, care for them, and see them the way God sees them. All right, thank you so much for coming by today. I do appreciate you, and I hope to see you around. All right, thank you, and God bless. Bye.